Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Bobby Bonds. Batting second. The DH, Paul Dade. Batting third. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Toby Hara. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gary Alexander. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Jim Norris. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Wayne Garland. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting second. The right fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting third. The DH, Jorge Horta. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Eric Soderholm. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Alan Bannister. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lamar Johnson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Naorodny. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Rusty Torres. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Greg Pryor. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ken Kravick. And now, play ball. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Bonds trying to get to third. Torres throws the ball into Soderholm, who tags Bonds for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Dade moves to third. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a fly ball into left field. Garr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Dade tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Washington. Thornton reaches second base with a double. Washington throws the ball into Kravick, who tags Thornton trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops it up and throws to first, with Garland covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara takes first base on ball 4. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Kravick, and towards Bannister, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Hara moves to second. One out. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris strikes out. Two outs. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer takes first base on ball 4. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Bannister moves to second. Bill Naorodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naorodny hits a line drive into left field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bonds. Torres reaches second base with a double. Bannister scores. Johnson moves to third. It's Indians, 1, White Sox, 1. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Johnson tags and scores. Torres tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-1, White Sox. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Garr strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bonds strikes out. One out. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Date hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kravick fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. Washington hits a fly ball into left field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-1 in the game. Horta hits a pop-up towards first. Thornton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-1 in the game. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Toby Hera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hera is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hera hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-1 in the game. Alexander hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hara picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hara. Bannister moves to second. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bannister moves to third. One out. Bill Nairodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nairodny is 0-for-1 in the game. Nairodny hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bannister scores. It's 3-1, White Sox. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Pryor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Torres moves to second. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Garr hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0-for-1 in the game. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Norris for the out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-1 in the game. Kuiper is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-2 in the game. Washington hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-2 in the game. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Horta for the out. Washington moves to second. One out. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-2 in the game. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Bannister hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Washington scores. It's 4-1, White Sox. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bannister moves to third. Len Barker now pitching. Bill Nairodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nairodny is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Nairodny hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bonds strikes out. One out. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Date is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Manning hits a line drive into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Torres is called out on strikes. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Pryor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Pryor moves to second. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Garr hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pryor scores. It's 5-1, White Sox. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Garr moves to second. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Garr moves to third. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 3 in the game. Horta hits a pop-up towards short. Verizer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Toby Herrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herrera is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Herrera is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 2 in the game. Alexander strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0 for 3 in the game. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got one RBI. Bannister hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Junior Moore now playing left field. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0 for 2 in the game. Norris hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Verizer hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 2 in the game. Kuiper is hit by the pitch. Dave Rosello pinch runs for Dwayne Kuiper. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bonds is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Rosello now playing second base. Victor Cruz now pitching. Bill Naorodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naorodny is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Naorodny hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, White Sox. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Torres hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Herrera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Pryor takes first base on ball 4. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore strikes out. Two outs. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pryor moves to third. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 4 in the game. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Horta for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dade takes first base on ball 4. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm throws to second. Safe. Over to first, and Thornton is out. Manning moves to second. Two outs. Toby Herrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herrera is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Herrera hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score. Chicago White Sox, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.